to be observant, to be thorough, to check things, to give of your service, to be polite to people, to do good marketing, and to tap your rules, to give people red carpet in business. I myself in business for the past 35 years as a land developer and a builder, and I'm in the hotel business for many years, and I'm continuously expanding.
Oh, do they still have the captured lands in Jamaica, you know?
Well, I would not say the captured land per se. In one way you're right, but to make it a little more delicate, people at times in Jamaica do not have places to bring up their youth and their family. So because they're not in a position to buy land and to put a home in it, because sometimes land is very expensive and almost not available, so the government at times have lots of land in different locations, and the people would build small temporary homes on these lands.
Mm-hmm.
And this terminology used in Jamaica is they have captured the land. But let's say the government of Jamaica might have tolerated this for, say, 5 years.
Mm-hmm.
It will come a time when the government of Jamaica will say to the land surveying company, okay, you send surveyors out there and give me a plan of the location for, say, 1,000 homes. The plan is prepared for 1,000 low-cost homes, and the low-cost homes are being built, and the people who are called the squatters on this land is given a first chance of priority to buy in the low-cost homes, in which the government subsidizes it and also give a low interest rates that they can accommodate them, and they can move from that direction in temporary homes that they built into the low-cost concrete block homes, small homes, two-bedroom homes, sometimes one-bedroom homes, sometimes three-bedroom, very few. But at least they have evolved from this phase to another phase. And this is what has been happening in the past 20 years, hundreds of thousands of low-cost homes. So they have moved them from being squatters to owners.
That sounds pretty good. That sounds very positive. Let me ask you the question that the reason that we're even here talking on this show, that I wouldn't even possibly be here if it wasn't for reggae music. And we know how powerful reggae music is. Can you tell me what are the benefits that you see that Jamaica has gained from reggae music?
Well, reggae music is a music that over the years, started from Bob Marley's days, and the wording that they have composed and prepared and put in music, and they sing these songs, usually has a meanings to life, and it has a rhythm that people do enjoy. Whether it is the Germans in Europe, or the Japanese, or the Chinese in the Far East, or the Americans, the Canadians, or South Americans, they identify to this sing-song type of music that lends to the ear very smoothly.
Mm-hmm.
And the benefit Jamaica has gained to it is, number one, recognition that a person who might not have heard of Jamaica before, once they mention the word reggae and Bob Marley and other great singers, they relate it right away. And that also helps for the point of tourism. You'll find many Japanese and Europeans who might, on the land or might not have visited Jamaica, but when the travel agencies or the touring hotel owners would have toured certain areas, sometimes the door is opened with the reggae discussion or the Bob Marley, whom they have heard about. And it has been beneficial to the island that many of these singers, entertainers, who do sing the reggae music all over the world, come back to Jamaica with millions and tens of millions of dollars in hard currencies that they themselves reinvest in the island, in buying buildings or in putting up companies or business or some huge mansion homes in different parts of the island. So reggae has been a tremendous help to the island of Jamaica, and will be for many years to come.
I want to ask the opposite question that I asked you before on the radio. Mm-hmm. What would Jamaica be without reggae?
Well, as I answered,
where would it be?
As I answered before, I asked a similar thing. Jamaicans are very innovative people.
Mm-hmm.
They are people who will take the minimum things and turn to the maximum things. and they are not shy there to go the roads and sell and market their products.
Mm-hmm.
If it's not reggae, they would be, you have people in the fields cutting the canes, or in the trains, or on the planes, or engineers, or office staff, workers,
mm-hmm.
that are always humming something, because they are very peasant people, very joyful people,
mm-hmm.
very entertaining people. And they welcome other islands with open arms, and Americans with open arms. So if it were not just, if they did not have reggae,
mm-hmm.
for sure they would have other means of songs and music, of which they have been doing this from the Maroon days until today.
Okay. And
they
I
have been humming away and singing away and find a rhythm to life.
Mm-hmm. And I would like to say on top of it all, I have this thing about Bob Marley. I love him. I think he was one of the greatest. But a lot of people do not realize that Bob was not as popular in Jamaica. And there are, and see, I do this with my show because everybody asks about Bob Marley. I say, oh, I love Bob Marley. I like, you know, when you ask them, do they like reggae music? I love Bob Marley. But I think it is very important for people to hear some of the other artists that don't get the credit of building this music up that Bob got. Now, we know how internationally known Bob was, but, you know, a name like Alton Ellis, somebody like that, or Ernie Smith, who I started my show off today, these are great singers. But how many times, if you ask somebody that, they'd say, who's that? Would you say?
Correct.
So that,
totally correct.
And that's
correct.
That's why I try to, you know, people say, can I listen to Bob Marley? I got to be in a special mood to play some Bob Marley, and I have rare Bob Marley that a lot of people don't have, but I want people to hear the other artists. To me, some of them were, I don't want to say, but, you know, you'd get your own opinion, but you would say they were great, great singers.
Totally correct, man. I'm 100%. And they are, you see, the young ones today are even more innovative, more educated, more with the internet, more with the communication, the USA, the marketing, and they have better marketers for their music today than before. In Bob's time, Bob has been the light that it's like a light, a candle in the forest.
Mm-hmm.
Has got the lit, the first lit.
Mm-hmm.
Now you have hundreds and hundreds of local singers in Jamaica who are doing a tremendous job and bringing back humongous amounts of funds to the island. So I concur with you, Ras.
Well, listen, dude, how long are we going to talk on this? Now we're going to just...
Unfortunately, I'm the one who did the link. So
yes, Miss...
I have another previous engagement.
Yes, Miss Jones, would you want to say anything and talk about this interview? Do you have anything to say?
Well, I think it went very well, and I hope that the people in Binghamton and the rest of New York who listen on the internet would have a better view of Jamaica and its population and the people of Jamaica, and also to know the role that Mr. Brady plays in Montreal. And I want to thank you, Ras Charles, for having Mr. Brady on, and I also want to thank Mr. Brady for exposing Montreal, Jamaica internationally.
I got one more thing. So this, we're gonna hold on a little bit longer, and I'm sorry, excuse me for cutting you off. I have a question.
Please.
Now this just came to my mind. Mm-hmm. Now think about this one. Okay, you know, we talked about tourism being one of the industries. Now, what about industrial hemp? Now, we're not talking about marijuana that you smoke, and that's a negative racist term anyway, marijuana. We're talking about industrial hemp, where you can make bricks, where you can make paper. Wouldn't that benefit the economy of Jamaicans also?
Tremendously.
And maybe at some other time we can expound, we can talk about that further. You know, because
sure.
I think about that, and I had a tape, and I will share this tape. It was on Irie FM with, you know, that Muta Baruka, and he had some people from America talking about industrial hemp and how that could benefit the economy of Jamaica.
That is correct.
And, you know, because most times you mention it, people are talking about, oh, smoking pot, you know, we're not even talking about that. Okay.
Well, Anyhow, I'd like to just say that my name is Noel Patchett Brady.
Without
my number is area code 514-737-1124. If anyone would like to call my office during the week, they may do so anytime. We're open from 9 to 5, 737-1124, area code 514, Noel Patchett Brady, spelled B-R-A-D-Y.
Any, Patrick without the K.
And Patrick without the K.
But Mr. Brady, let me tell you, when I looked on the internet and I found the site for embassies, they spelled it with the K.
Yes, they do from time to time.
Because you know, Patrick Henry was a very important person in this country.
Right. But I'd like to thank Mr. Charles Jones and Madam Jo Jones.
You're welcome.
For giving me the opportunity to talk to the people in Binghamton and upstate New York, and we're very close to you in Montreal here, so you can just drive across the border and be in Montreal in a matter of a few hours. I'm sure there are many Americans in Montreal on a continuous basis all during the year, because Montreal is the second largest French-speaking city outside of Paris, France. So they are welcome to Montreal as a great city to come and have fun and enjoy the culture of the French and the English and the European. Montreal, I would say, is a part of Europe and a part of America, and is the nicest city in North America to live.
Clean too, man.
And, right. And you welcome all Birminghamtons.
No, wait a minute.
To be in Montreal anytime.
Let me correct you a bit. Most people have a problem saying this town's name. Even Ronald Reagan did, so don't feel no way about it. It's Binghamton. B-I-N-G-H-A-M-T-O-N. So you pronounce that Binghamton.
I'm with you. So welcome to Montreal and to Jamaica, and to become investors in Jamaica, tourists in Jamaica, in Montreal aussi. And welcome you here.
And I thank you very much, and I thank you, Jewel Jones, and we'll be in touch. And ladies and gentlemen, brothers and sisters, this call from Montreal is a blessed one, and I thank you.
Thank you.
Pleasure for more. I thank you both very, very, very much, and all the listeners.
All right.
Thank you.
Have a lovely day.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.